Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Jake Vonick with the guys here on Overtime from 8 to 11. We have Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us tonight. I think that, one, we get to hear the first press conference as the starting quarterback from Shedeur Sanders, which was a just fun wrinkle in today. I mean, I don't think I don't want to say not a ton to go off it because Shedeur gave some really good answers. I just don't think, you know, there's anything that was absolutely insane that really changed here. It was nice. I thought Shedeur handled the media well. At the end of the day, it was a press conference where things were said, and it was still a Browns press conference at the end of the day. Again, some good answers, but nothing that's groundbreaking. We got more groundbreaking things from Jerry Jeudy today, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But it's just now really looking at things as sort of a change of pace. Right, it's kind of the feeling that I have going into this. Like, we've had a very similar conversations really since the start of the season. It's just changed whether the names are Joe Flacco, whether the names are Dylan Gabriel. But the way that the Browns have played throughout the year has not ultimately changed that much. It has been the offense has struggled, and they've looked mundane, if not just flat out boring. And the defense has played really well, and a lot of our conversations have been based in the nuances of that. I do feel like this is sort of the week where if something's going to change, right, at least there's hope for it. It might not. We might get to the end of the game on Sunday and feel like this is going to be another week of radio that we're doing about this and conversations that we're having about this that just feel like it's, you know, quarterback name replaced now with Shedeur Sanders. But I don't get that same feeling. This does feel like the first week of hope. And that, hey, the offense still might stink, but it's going to stink in a different way. Like, if this offense just turns out not to play well, they're going to play well on a different chord. They're going to play well probably because Shedeur took too many sacks, or Shedeur held onto the ball too long, or threw interceptions, something along those lines where we've seen Joe be, in a lot of ways, like a company man, right? Has answered the call from Kevin Stefanski to not turn the ball over and play a safe style of offense. We've seen Dylan Gabriel answer that same sort of call. I think that if we saw anything in the debut for Shedeur, it's that it doesn't feel like that exact call is going to be answered, right? He's going to take his shots down the field. He's going to be willing to extend the ball, and he's going to play his brand of football. And now it's on Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski to build an offensive game plan that fits that narrative. You have to let Shedeur go play. But I think above all, like, I just feel like you need to see something this week. I don't think you need to see Shedeur go out there and be the reincarnation of Tom Brady. That's not what needs to happen. I don't even know that you necessarily need to see Shedeur play well, but something has to look right. He can't go out there and put out the 4 of 16 performance. We talked plenty about that yesterday, but you can't go out and have that re-performance over the course of an entire game. Again, you also probably from a fan base perspective and maybe even the Browns perspective, don't have to go out there and light the world on fire either. You're going to see Shador make mistakes, and he said that today in his press conference himself. He acknowledged the fact that there's going to be mistakes made, and it's just going to happen. But you kind of just need to see the flashes of it all. You need to see that down there, sure, it might be buried under the fact that Shador is a little bit more of a potentially a development project. I think we saw partially some of that even on Sunday, even without no first team reps, even being thrust into a game plan that was not his own. I think you saw there's going to be things to work through. But you have to be also showing me the flashes that you showed me on the final drive. Again, it doesn't have to look perfect. The final drive looked really good. It wasn't perfect, but it looked really good. It doesn't have to be that the entire game, but that needs to continue to show itself throughout the game. And it needs to show up more than just on one drive and a half where you get two total drives that look that way. You have to outperform that. But I think more than that, a lot of ways, I think Shador kind of needs to see himself play well more than Browns fans do, more than the Browns themselves do. I think that's the most important thing. This is now back to square one with a rookie starting quarterback. Yes, Shador is a little bit different of a prospect and a rookie that we're used to normally seeing, but all of the same things still apply. He is still a young quarterback who, when you step into the NFL level, you need to find some level of confidence in, and that comes through the way of even minor success. You have to be willing to build up that confidence, and I think a win would go about as far as possibly imagined, even if it doesn't look like a great Shador game. But if they don't win in spite of him, I think getting a notch under your belt goes a long way as a quarterback. And it feels like that's the way that Shador's thinking, because game number one clearly did not rattle his confidence. And I think he speaks about this game in a way that really he feels like he needs to show up and he needs to perform in some way, either look good or just flat out win this game. But I think look good in some degree is on the table here. I mean, just listen to what Shador had to say himself.
It's going to be exciting. I know a lot of y'all going to be there. I know you can't miss it. You cannot miss this moment. It'll be definitely exciting. We going out there with a purpose, going out there mentally ready. No distractions, no anything.
Like, I think the fact that he basically deems this is you can't miss it. Listen, I think every quarterback should kind of feel that way. Stepping into their first game, you should want to watch it. Shador knows that people want to watch it. But I think the confidence that is displayed through that is just the clear idea that you do feel like you need to play well in this game, that you are going to play well in this game. And you want to see that confidence continue. Like, a lot of people throw out the idea of, like, you want the quarterback to be humble and everything. You don't want your quarterback to be humble. There is no fun, and there is really no reward for your quarterback acting as if he's just another player in the league and he's just another vessel for an offense to run through. The greatest quarterbacks in the league right now all show a level of confidence. But, like, again, I'm not going out here saying that I need to see, Shador light the world on fire. I think I kind of need to see Shador play okay and show glimpses and show flashes, and then Shador needs that himself. Shador also needs that for the pure fact of, I think, if he's going to keep the starting job. On the IA, just thought that maybe Dylan could be, activated off the concussion protocol following this week. I think the job security kind of relies on it too. Like, as much negative as there has been for Dylan Gabriel, the Browns have showed a display of comfort in Dylan starting, clearly. Like, we heard Kevin after the game, we played that for you guys yesterday, where he still said that, Dylan would be the starter in this game, and that he would trust Dylan if he was activated off this week from the concussion protocol, that Dylan would still be the starter when he comes back. There is a level of comfort, and I don't know necessarily where it comes from. Clearly, the Browns see something that I don't, because I don't understand the comfort level. I watched it for 5 weeks, and I had seen enough of it, but the Browns do feel a level of comfort, so Shador does have to prove something. And I think this is where a lot of this comes into play, is that you don't have to look undeniable, but you do have to play at the level of Dylan Gabriel or above. And it's a big ask for a guy coming in with just 1 week worth of practice reps to go through and be able to show that. But part of this is going to come down to taking and seizing the moment, something that we also heard Shador talk about after the game. Didn't feel like he seized that moment. And you heard, I'm not going to say defeat, but they lost. So there was a little defeat in the voice of Shedeur Sanders. There was a little bit of, you know, I wish I would have played better, because you do understand the magnitude of the moment. You don't get, you know, great opportunities just handed to you in the NFL. Shedeur, if nothing else, has learned that very early on in his career, that opportunities are not just going to be handed to you. You do have to work for those opportunities, and things do have to just fall in your way, even if, unfortunately, it is a concussion to Dillon Gabriel. That, in the eyes of Shedeur Sanders, in terms of being able to play, is just something that had to fall. The pieces had to lay up just for you to be able to do that. So, yes, Shedeur has to come through and play at a level that is showing those flashes, showing there's something bigger there, but also kind of putting your team in a position to at least be competitive and at least show that they can maybe win this game. It's not that big of an ask against the Raiders team that we just got, you know, watched walloped against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Coming onto a short week, going up against the defense that you have on the other side, a win is something that is, you know, relatively pivotal in this as well. Yeah, you have to go through and you have to show fight. You have to go through and you have to show glimpses of what it means to be a quarterback that can be a starter in the league. I think that's the biggest thing on Shedeur's plate right now. Again, playing well for me is, hey, you go out there, do you have to play great? No, you don't have to be Tom Brady, but you have to show up in some degree. This is not just last week where you step into a game and the expectation for Shedeur Sanders stepping into that game practically should have been zero. Again, no first-team reps at any point this year. You step into a game plan that's not built for you in a moment that you were not expecting. The expectations for a rookie backup quarterback should be as low as could be possibly imagined. Those expectations do have to change this week. The bar is definitely significantly raised from where it was. But above all, it's all on the case of Shedeur. You need it for confidence. You need it for the idea that you're going to be able to hold on to the starting job. And this is your moment, your opportunity to go out and prove that. You cannot afford to go through and miss that moment right now. Because there's not a doubt in my mind that bad play from Shedeur Sanders could very easily lead to the Browns turning back to Dillon Gabriel. Again, as done as we all felt with that situation, I had no indication from the Cleveland Browns that they were done with that experiment as a whole. It felt like that experiment could have gone on for another couple of weeks. But now you've sort of flipped the page. You do have more of an opportunity right now. Hey, Dillon's leash had to have been running out, and you had to be in a place that we were looking at where Dillon's leash, again, it couldn't have been more than maybe you get this Raiders game. I don't even know that you really had the next week guaranteed. I don't know that you had the Raiders game guaranteed, but I didn't get any sign that they were ready to move on. Dillon would have ran back out in the second half. Dillon would have been back out there, and the Browns have told you that message time and time again. That, you know, the reports were that they wanted to get Shedeur a full week. But I think the thing that builds confidence is, sure, play a decent game. You can go out and do that, but above all else, earning a win in this spot extends your livelihood as a starter. Earning a win in this spot is the most confidence-building thing that you can do, because at least you went out there and you won the game. You did what was asked of you. The expectation for the Browns this week should be go out and beat the Raiders. Find a way to get that done. And the evaluation of Shedeur kind of comes after it. You got to show that you can be a winning quarterback in this league, even with a team that isn't set for winning. This is one of the few weeks where you can set your sights on that and have realistic expectations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As you face some other opponents, maybe I'll be more on the box score. Maybe I'll be more, you know, in tune with an eye test, even though that's part of the problem they are here this week that we're looking at. But a lot of it comes down to, can you just win a game? And everything that can do for Shador and job security and confidence and everything that's going to go into whether or not he can be the starter for the Browns moving forward. 216-474-0092. Do you need to see Shador play well on Sunday? You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake. V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can do our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We have Daryl Reiter joining us at 840, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, as he does on Wednesdays as well. Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, joining us as he does every Wednesday at 920. Get a Grip's going to be at 9. We're reacting to the Cavs later on in the show. They're hosting the Houston Rockets tonight. And we're going to bring in Michael Markoch in the 10 o'clock hour for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Do you need to see Shador play well on Sunday? I think a lot of people are going to have the feeling that this has to be a yes answer and he has to show up. You think you need to put realistic expectations on this at some point. It should look a hell of a lot better than it did this week. But you're not exactly shooting for Tom Brady right now. You're not shooting for Joe Burrow. You're shooting for flashes of looks like he can be really good and hopefully a win. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you need to see Shador play well on Sunday? We get to your calls and more on a potential win and what it means for Shador Sanders here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. Do you need to see Shador play well on Sunday for your own beliefs? Right, for the fact that you're going to sit here and believe in a quarterback for the final, I wish I could tell you the number of games we have. What are we? Are we to 7 now? Is that the 10th game? We're 2-8. Yeah, we got 7 left on the schedule. Time just continues to not make any sense, but that's okay. We're sitting here. We got 7 games left. If you want to see him be the starter for the last 7 games, you need to see him play well on Sunday. Again, this is one of the things where it's like, no, I don't need to see him go out there and light the world on fire. I don't really need to see anything along those lines. I think the most important thing I need to see you go out there do is, again, show flashes to me that there is something there as a quarterback. Show me that you can be, you know, somebody who shows promise. Start number one in your NFL career. Hey, at the end of the day, even though I have high beliefs in Shador and so do a lot of people, it's start number one as a 5th-round pick. It's the reality of the situation. Like, he's not supposed to go out there and light the world on fire. Hopefully he does, and I'd be very happy if that was the case, but that can't be the expectation. That can't be what we're looking for. Go out there, show me flashes, and try to get a win under your belt. Try to get a win for this team who, again, just mentioned, is sitting at 2-8 right now in the season. I mean, a lot of hope feels like it's lost in the big picture of the Cleveland Browns. Like, you're not making the playoffs at this point. That is so far out the window. It's not even something that should be brought up as a conversation in the slightest. You're just trying to get any momentum that you possibly can, and also trying to win over this locker room. Like, I think there's a relative belief in Shedeur Sanders from a lot of the guys that stand there, but you have to win over the locker room to show them that you can be a winning quarterback. You can be a quarterback that can do something from this team. I think a win is probably the biggest thing there. Even if it is, by the way, a defensive dominant win, and it's not Shedeur leading the offense to looking incredible, part of this is just go out and do what you need to do. It was the same thing. Dylan going up against Minnesota, did not ask him to be absolutely incredible in that game. I said, try to put the Browns in a position to win because this is a game that you absolutely could win. And it's kind of the same way I reacted to Dylan playing Miami. There was no reason to explode over the fact that, you know, Dylan needed to be absolutely incredible in that game. He led you to a win. Did I think he played great? No. Was they going to go and harp on him after he picked up a win over the Dolphins that was defensive-led? Also, no. You did what was asked of you in that game. The team ran away with a win. I'm not going to be that critical of you. It's a lot of the same basis right now for Shedeur. Sure, if you're going to stop the Browns from drafting a quarterback in 2026 and get them to buy back into you, even if that's still on the table right now, then you're going to have to look great at some point. Start number one is not that time. Like, you're going to have to show flashes of it, but you don't have to be absolutely incredible. But, I mean, 1-0, even on the idea that, you know, Dylan's not going to come back and basically reclaim the job, I think it's very hard in a season where you look at the record, that a quarterback leads you to a win no matter what that win looks like, to then turn around the very next week if Dylan had been activated and to go, yeah, no, we have to go back to Dylan Gabriel. It's like, oh, you just got, you know, you basically just 1.5 times your win total off of a single start from Shedeur Sanders. I don't think that's the game you can turn away from him. It would make him 1-0 as a starter. Some people might view it as 1-1, considering he did have the lead when you took over in the game against the Ravens, and you lost that lead. But you'd be 1-0 as a starter, and Dylan Gabriel's 1-4/1-5, if you want to look at it. I don't know that I can put the loss on the Ravens against him. I don't know that he would have went out and won the game, but I don't know that I can place that loss on him knowing that they had the lead. But either way, you'd be 1-4 with a win over the Miami Dolphins. Still not a great look. He would have even Dylan's win total in a single start. So I think that should play a factor in this too. Like, holding on to your job right now for the Cleveland Browns as a quarterback, winning is kind of enough. You're trying to find any quarterback that can put any sort of wins on the board against good teams, bad teams, does not matter, because reality tells you Dylan Gabriel went out and played the Jets, one of the most sorry defenses that you're going to face in the NFL this year, if not the most sorry defense you'll face in the NFL this year. And some real contention with the Titans, that's all I'm saying. But, like, you went out and lost that game too. And a lot of factors go into it, but at the end of the day, you lost the game. So I think a win should play a massive impact here. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you need to see Shedeur play well on Sunday? Let's go out to the phones. Mike is in Stowe. What's going on, Mike?
Jake, good evening, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. So, Shedeur, well, I'm not going to disagree with you, Jake, because I'm not going to act like I'm smarter than you, for sure. But what I will say is this. The wins and losses, I'm not looking at that as much, because having said that, I really believe we're locked in and where we're at this point in the season. Any hopes we had of maybe making it look respectable now at 2-8, that should be pretty much gone behind us. If there's one thing I think the Browns, Jake, have shown, if they're not the best at positioning themselves in the second half of the season to get a draft pick when they want one, I don't know who's better. I'm not saying they do anything great with them, but when they're the best at going from fourth to first, you know what I'm talking about? And
yep.
I really feel that's where we're at now. There are no conspiracy theories. I think that's why the Jets was important. That was a tiebreaker game, and this one is too. And they both want quarterbacks, and so do us. But back to Shedeur. So, like, I think he can improve even if we don't win, you're going to see those things we want to see. We want to see some looks down it, but I really want to see him take care of the ball, as I mentioned to the screener. You know, I don't mind a few mistakes, but it can't be like, you know, 3 turnover games, because, you know, Dylan was definitely keeping us out of harm's way in that. I know it wasn't anything exciting, but right, he was at least not taking us out of the game on a lot of them. And Shador's got to make sure that he's not doing that and then develop within that. But the supporting cast is tough, so it's going to be hard to win. But Shador can definitely, you know, show some things, I think, Jake, that will really, you know, give us some reason to believe that either he's, but we're all about next quarterback. But he could be that, you know, developmental backup, and then who knows someday. But I really am excited to see just somebody out there giving it a shot, just, you know, one series at a time. And, you know, everybody's got to be real about it, calling in on Monday. You know, it's like everybody gets so freaked out over one game, half of football. All, they were doing it during Dillon's time. You know, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, put it in perspective, what we're trying to do, people. We need a lot of new help, and this team is locked in, as I should say, and we're really good at doing what we do right now when we're locked in. Jake, have a great night.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate the call. I mean, listen, the supporting cast is definitely something. I'm not telling you that this season doesn't look embarrassing. I think the reality of the situation right now is that you look around on the other side, like, again, there's not many games that I'm going to feel good about this year moving forward in the final seven. Like, you're going to face the Bills, and that game's chalked up as a loss right now on the schedule, and I'd be hard-pressed to find a different result. You're going to go through and play even like a team like Chicago down the year. I don't know that you're going to bring out a win against the Bears, but it really is. Like, Raiders, Titans, and then maybe it looked like the Bengals in Week 18. Maybe you can look at the Steelers without potentially Aaron Rodgers, depending on how that injury plays out. Like, those are two games that you can circle and be like, I don't know, something could happen. But certainly the Raiders and the Titans are as desperate, if not more desperate, than you sit right now. Like, yeah, again, you have the defensive side figured out. That's something that the Raiders currently don't have. That's something that the Titans currently don't have. And offensively, sure, there's a couple of playmakers for the Raiders side of things. Like, Ashton Gentis looked really good this year. Brock Bowers, we saw flash last year and has still looked fine this year. There's still positives, but this is a game that feels winnable to me. I agree with you that you need to be realistic on expectations when we look at this. Like, and people are going to overreact. That's the reality of the situation. I mean, hell, I'll probably come in here on Tuesday of next week and give you slight overreaction to whatever it is with it we see, just because that's the nature of it. Like, I'm going to watch the game. We try to break it down. We try to read into things. I'll try to be measured, and I continue to try to be measured, but I'm sure there will be a slight overreaction.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits
fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Action that comes out of me. I think there's just going to be two ways that this thing goes. It's either going to be a vast, clear answer of the Browns win and Shador looks great and there's no question about it, or the Browns lose and Shador looks bad and there's no question about it, or you're going to get the absolute dogfight that's going to come in here on Monday on the station, Tuesday on this show, and it's going to be either Shador looks good and the Browns lose and people are going to have their opinions, or the Browns win and Shador looks bad and people have their opinions. Right? You're getting probably a mixed bag one way or another. I probably am not going to see a Browns win and Shador looks awesome in this game. Again, it's your first week as a starter. It's your first week with first team reps. I don't expect greatness. I also don't think Shador is so god-awful that this looks like the Ravens game and you walk away with a loss. You're probably getting a dogfight one way or another. Either Shador looks better than expected, and that's all going to be in the eyes of the beholder. And there's going to be people that no matter basically what Shador does on Sunday, they're going to spin it in a way that it could look positive, or there's going to be people that spin it in a way that it looks negative. It's kind of why the win is something you can hang your hat on. This team is desperate for a win right now. There's no doubt. I don't think that the Browns are actively trying to lose games as bad as they are and as much as they continue to lose. I don't think it's an active want or an active desire from anybody in the organization, front office, coaches, anybody. I don't think you're trying to set yourself up to lose right now, because you talked about it. They position themselves for good picks. Hardly do they turn those good position picks into talented players. It looks like a team that thought they could win, who right now is finding out that it's a lot more difficult to do that than they might have thought. But you want to win. This locker room needs a win. I just think that goes in an entire way. Again, I think you win this game, there is a 0% chance that I'm turning back to Dylan Gabriel. I would hope that the Browns see it the same way, given the way the season has fallen. But if you're turning back to Dylan after a win over the Raiders, I would be hard-pressed to come in here and scream on Tuesday if Dylan ends up being back and ends up being positioned to re-be the starter again. You take your wins and you run with it, no matter what way the quarterback play looks. If he found a way to get that team to win, then that's more than Dylan Gabriel was doing in a majority of his starts. You just shouldn't be in a rush if you're the Browns to make unneeded change. There's no reason for that. If something works, you stick with that thing until it stops working. If you want to make a decision later on about Dylan, so be it. I'll probably still have my gripes with it, but following a win is not the time to make dramatic changes to things that are actually working for once. And a win right now is working more than anything else has. The offense hasn't looked good, period. If it doesn't look good on Sunday and they get a win, well, not much has really changed. 216-474-0092. Would a win over the Raiders make it impossible to bench Shador, even if Dylan were to come back? Plus, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, set to join us here coming up in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with the guys right here on The Fan. But right now, let's head out to the aforementioned our Cleveland sports beat reporter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl Ryder joins us now. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah, it definitely... Today was at least semi-interesting as a whole. We got to hear from Shador Sanders for the first time as a starting quarterback in front of the media, talking to everybody. Daryl, how did you think he handled himself today?
He handled himself fine. If he plays as well as he talks, we're in good shape.
He
brings the charisma when he's in front of the cameras and microphones. Real likable kid. So, real honest, too. I respect and appreciate that. So like I said, hey, he plays as well as he talks. Browns are in good shape.
Daryl, it's kind of a fresh of breath air almost inside of a Browns room. Or, I mean, we can
you mean breath
of
fresh air?
It. Yeah. Is that not what I said?
No, you said
fresh of breath
fresh
air.
Fresh of breath.
Yeah. Well, fresh breath, breath of fresh air, whatever works. I mean, whatever way you want to spin it. I'm sure.
Can I get you a mint?
Yeah, I was going to say some fresh breath might not be that bad either. I don't know what the guys smell like. I can't imagine after practice it's great. But it's got to be a breath of fresh air just to hear. I mean, it does feel like Shador is very candid, which at times feels like it can be missing from this team.
Beats talking to Jerry Jeudy, that's for sure.
Yeah, Daryl, that was interesting today. I mean, the entire conversation with
that's
the media
one
lasted,
way to put it.
It was less than 2 minutes in total. I didn't really feel very enthused about answering questions. What did you make of the entire thing with Jerry?
Well, we just decided it wasn't worth our time.
Yeah.
You know, once he went down that, it was like, all right, we're not wasting our time with this guy. Because it's like, you know, I don't think anyone asked anything that was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing anything online from his post-game availability that was disrespectful to him or put him in a bad light or anything like that. So I don't really care what his problem was today, but that was disrespectful on his part. And like I said, we just weren't going to waste our time. I had about three questions I wanted to ask him, but I just said, I ain't wasting my time with this. I'm not going to invest energy asking a guy questions. He's just going to give one and two-word answers.
Yeah, I mean, Daryl, is there... Like, do you feel like that has anything to do with Shador? Is that just potentially a guy having a bad day and that's the result of it? Or did it potentially feel like something more?
No, we're getting Denver Jerry Jeudy. Guy can't catch footballs with regularity and he pouts all the time. That I mean, he was good for the first couple weeks of the season and now he's, you know, whatever's going on with him is going on with him. But we're starting to see why the Denver Broncos got sick of him.
I mean, it definitely was a very odd today.
And again, if you're doing your job, you can pull stunts like that. Mm-hmm. But when you suck at your job as bad as he sucks at his job, no, you can't. Sorry, that just isn't going to be tolerated.
And Daryl, like, correct me if I'm wrong, as a whole, I mean, Kevin's talked about him as being one of the verbal leaders in the room. And as far as I know, throughout the rest of the season,
well, if
he's been
one of the leaders in the room, that explains a lot why they're 2-8.
Definitely, I did not feel good. Daryl, we look ahead to this game, obviously. Browns-Raiders coming up on Sunday. Does this game feel like a game that the Browns should win despite all of the struggles?
There's no such thing as a should win anymore. Mm. That went out the door with the Jets game. Because I was like, yeah, I should win that one. Nope. There's no should win, but is it winnable? Absolutely. Yeah, this is one that they should be able to win. Even with Shador at the helm, the Raiders have had teams take knees on them with 2.5 minutes to play. So that tells you how well things are going for the Raiders out there in Vegas these days. I watched that game Monday night. Very good if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Not so much if you're a Raiders fan. And that's par for the course for them since they moved from Oakland. So. But this is a game that when you look at it defensively, it should be a very good afternoon for Myles Garrett and that defensive line. But look, we've gone into games like this before where you look at it and you're like, man, Myles might hurt somebody, right? And then Myles ends up with no sacks because they do such a great job keeping him off the quarterback. So, But there's a big part of me thinks Myles Garrett's in for a very, very big afternoon. And, you know, hopefully that translates into good things for the Browns. But he had a big afternoon last week against Baltimore, and that did not translate into good things for the Browns. So that's why they play the games. But on paper, this is a game that the Browns should be very competitive in.
Daryl, who would be the starting quarterback if Dylan was healthy this week? Does anything change on that front, or is it based off the defense and just how bad the Raiders have been?
Well, I mean, Kevin Stefanski's been very clear that if healthy, Dylan Gabriel is the starting quarterback. Now, he's not healthy, obviously. Concussion protocol, didn't practice the day. They've decided to invest everything into getting Shador Sanders ready to play on Sunday. Now, he goes out there and he plays well. Then I don't know how you pull him off the field, especially when you got a bunch of these home games coming up. Because I can tell you right now, and we talked about it last night, I don't think there's a single Cleveland Browns fan that wants to see Dylan Gabriel play quarterback or is willing to spend their hard-earned money to watch Dylan Gabriel play quarterback for this team, okay? So I think that some decisions in that building will be made by people not named Kevin Stefanski, and Shedeur Sanders will stay on the field because that's what fans want to see. And when your season is lost and flushed the way this one is, you got to give the fans a little something-something, and I think that that something-something is going to be watching Shedeur Sanders, whether he's successful or he struggles or whatever, but that's what the people want to see.
Daryl, I mean, just looking at it, would a win be good enough, do you think, for that result as well with the Browns? Just, it doesn't really matter how Shedeur plays as long as they were to win this game. Would that go far enough to keep Dylan off the field?
No, I think they got to play well offensively, which would be a first this season, right? Because we haven't seen, look, even when they blew out Miami, the offense wasn't all that great. I mean, the offense wasn't on the field for, you know, Dylan Gabriel wasn't on the field for three of those touchdowns, right? So, yeah, I mean, the offense playing well, that would be a first this year. So, a nice change of pace, certainly, I believe, is in order.
Daryl, if we look at the just opportunity in front of Shedeur, obviously the maximum of it is the next seven games in front of him. Do you think there's anything that he can do in this sample size of games to change the Browns' mind if they're set on taking a quarterback right now in the 2026 class?
Light it up. That's, to me, that's the only thing. You know, light it up, win games. If he's able to do that, then, yeah, I think the front office has to think twice. Although it shouldn't be too hard because this draft class – incoming here has not been as impressive as it was projected to be, and now all the experts are saying 2027 is the year to go shopping for a franchise quarterback in the draft. So, he's got to go out there, light it up, play well, and win some football games. All that being said, I don't know that that's going to happen. He does have some bad habits. He has an aura of excitement about him. There's no question about it. But he has bad habits. He's very happy with the feet in the pocket. Now, we did see him step up and with a clean pocket and delivered a couple nice footballs down the field. So he's got that ability. He's got that potential. But we also saw him retreat from the line of scrimmage. And that's what's going to get him killed. That's what's going to get this offense killed. And I think that... that is why he fell into the fifth round, because you know, people that watch film for a living in the National Football League and do talent evaluation, they saw some of those 15, 20-yard losses he took at Colorado and like, yeah, those are drive killers. Those are game killers. At Colorado, he turned around, he could make up for that, and he'd get that yardage back on the next play. Yeah, it doesn't happen in the NFL, okay? It's a much different game. And so I think that's what they saw, is they saw all those negative plays, even with the positive plays he made. And I think that scared a lot of people off. And like, hey, are these habits that you can break this guy up? I don't know, but that's what's going to have to happen for him to become a dependable and successful franchise quarterback in the National Football League.
Daryl Reuter with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you mentioned the 2026 quarterback class, obviously. It just what it has become compared to what it is. If you look at the Browns situation right now, is that something you feel like that they can in any way afford to skip on this year if you don't feel like it's a good enough class?
Yeah. You can't just – listen, you can't take a bad player just because you need them. So, right? Yep. So, I mean – so, yeah, if it's not there, you got two first-round picks. Guess what? You need offensive line help. You need wide receiver help. Use those picks on those positions and just try and nurse your way through another. Listen, you've been nursing your way through seasons with quarterbacks for 25 of the last 27 years. So what's another year of doing it, right? So, yeah, you do not spend a first-round pick on a guy that you don't firmly believe has the talent to take you where you need to go just because you've been searching for all these years for that, you know, franchise guy. You can't do that. You got to be smart with it.
All right, Daryl, looking away from quarterback, obviously we've talked about, you've mentioned Miles and the way that this Raiders offense has been. The defense has obviously lived up to the billing for a majority of the year, especially early in games. Is there any excuse whatsoever that the defense just doesn't look fantastic this week?
I hope they don't. I mean, I hope they don't look bad this week because the Raiders, quite frankly, aren't that good. offensively. I mean, I asked Denzel Ward about their top two receivers. Should have seen the look on his face. I mean, he did a good job. He said they're very talented, very quick, fast. You know what I mean? But you could tell he was dipping into the let's stay off the bulletin board material stuff, right? He was dipping into the old cliches there to say some nice things without getting himself called into Jim Schwartz and Kevin Stefanski's office, for laughing too hard. So I would be surprised and extremely disappointed if this defense does not go out to Las Vegas and give you a premium effort. That said, they're not going out early. They're going to go out on Saturday, so that's good. Won't be having any of the Vegas flu. Also, I think there's the Formula One race or something going on this weekend in Vegas. I guess the Browns aren't going to be the only show in town.
I'm sure that'll make for very easy travel for those fans getting around down there. I'm sure the Formula One race that happens on the streets of Vegas won't be a problem. Daryl, ask you for a slight prediction. Miles, a sack and a half away from being able to set the Browns single season franchise record. You had mentioned it yesterday. Do you think he gets it done this week? Does he break it in what is an astonishing week 12 of the season?
I'm going to set the over-under at 2.5 for sacks. So to answer your question in a very long-winded way and the non-Jerry Judy way, I'm going to say yes.
I like it.
Darryl, actually, just by saying yes, that's the Jerry Judy way. I just realized how stupid that sounded for a moment. But I did give you like a good 15 to 20-second build-up to the yes. Well, so I should get credit for that.
Daryl, I think Jerry's longest answer today was about 5 words, so he definitely cleared that mark, so good work on that. Daryl, we're out of time here. We got to run, but as always, I appreciate you, and hopefully when we talk next week, we have positive things to say about a Browns quarterback, maybe for the first time this year.
Enjoy the football this weekend.
We're going to
try. Even if it's not the Browns.
We're going to enjoy something. Thanks, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us there on courtesy of Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we come on back, Get a Grip, coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.